Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your closing bell for September 20th, 2024. So sorry about the look. I'm on vacation and we just got back in. I'm still waiting to shower. But what I needed to do is get back to you guys and say, okay, now what? Now what? The Federal Reserve cut rates. Rates didn't really do anything. They were up yesterday, I think, 0.2. Now they're down today, 0.2. So basically, they've done nothing. Well, that's what we predicted. We said the data that we knew they were going to come out with, they've already told us about. So I didn't think they'd cut 50 basis points. Most of the market did. That's why you didn't see the huge reaction in the bond market that you saw. Okay, so now what we got to focus in on, now what? Okay, so if you've been putting on buying that first house and you were waiting for rates to come down, now rates are starting to come down. About a year ago, rates were 8, now they're 6. Okay, so you've been waiting for that crash possibly. So let's focus in on just the economics behind housing right now. It's basically supply demand. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Next week, we're going to start diving into the data that we really need to focus in on, because it's what the Federal Reserve is going to focus in on. They came out and told us. They know inflation's coming down. They actually think it's going to come down much quicker than they thought. Okay, so that's one thing. Now we're focusing in on jobs, nothing but jobs. Okay, so it's not only the jobs report that we need to focus in on. It's the unemployment rate, the participation rate. Then you need to know hourly job earnings. Those are things you need to focus in on. Then we're going to start focusing in on the GDP, things like that. We'll start looking into shipping rates and charts and things like that. See how shipping's going. So that's our focus right now, but for next week. But what I want to talk about today is this. Let's talk supply demand. Okay, so let's get over to the rate. Right here, the bond market today went down 15 ticks, means rates were just basically steady. And you can see that right through here. Here's where mortgage rates were for the day. Most of them were down just a little bit. The ARM rate right over here, it's the only one that ticked up. But mortgage rates are staying stagnant right now. Okay, so that's what we're seeing right through here. The economic calendar for next week, we'll worry about that next week on Monday. But what I want to talk about today is supply demand. Okay, so the number one group of people that buy homes are age 25 to 54. Okay, is that a big population of ours now? So is our population growing, shrinking, and what is the biggest piece of it right now? Well, let's look behind my head and let's just look at it. I ChatGPT'd this and just said right up through here, is the U.S. population growing or declining? And what's the age group with the largest population group? Okay, so right through here it says it is slowing down, but the biggest group right here, the age group that typically makes up the largest portion of the population, is 25 to 54. So that's your competition right now, going out there and trying to buy that first house. Okay, so the next thing we're going to do is look at inventory. Okay, so here's where inventory is. Is it crazy low? Well, no. You have to take this with a grain of salt. Some areas have way too much inventory. Okay, so you're looking at areas like Florida. Okay, so they have a ton of inventory. Others don't have as much. So when you look at it over time, we're basically right in the middle of the road. But you got to remember, down in these areas, this was the lowest point ever in history. So this is just a little bit higher than that right through there. So that's the inventory that we have right now. Here's home prices. Okay, I'm not going to say that they don't go down ever, but this is historically over the last, since 2013. Okay, it went from here, went over to here. Okay, so yes, you had some dips right through here. This was 2022 LA. It dropped down through here, and you can see these charts. Yes, I'll say people who picked that as the high at the time, they're right. It came down, and then where are they now? Every one of them almost or exceeds where they were back in 2022. So home prices are on the upswing. So that's what you're seeing through there. Rents. What are rents doing? Well, they went way up there for a while. They start cooling off, and then they're starting to go on the rise right now. So what is this telling us? Well, basically, it's we need to know what the demand's going to be, okay? The inventory isn't there. The permits aren't there, okay? I was going to pull up permits. I don't want to lose you guys on this. Okay, so the permits aren't there. The inventory's not there. People with low rates, they're not going to put their house on the market. So you're still going to have very low inventory. So now, what's the rates going to do to the demand, especially the demand in your area? Is it going to spark more demand? I'll tell you right now, if you have a house 300, 350 or lower, and you put it on the market, in almost every market, it's going to sell, I would probably say, within the week. Okay, you get there a little bit higher, you're going to have maybe a little lag time there. But you, if you have a sweet spot in a home, it's going to sell. Okay, so that's basically, you have to just analyze it now. What is the interest rates in your age group, in your price group going to do? What are those houses going to do? I don't see house crashing again. I just showed you, we have almost the lowest inventory ever. The permits aren't there. They're not catching up. We had, you know, report after report after report telling us that as well. So that's my data for the day. I'm trying to let you guys think. Have you think and do the data in your area. What's your area doing? What's your market rents look like? What's the average house, the days on market? You can find all this data and more. You go to Altos Research. We have Mike on every once in a while to help us with this. Just go to Altos Research. It should be right at the top of the heat right through there. And that's what you're going to find. Go up to here. I probably go on here every day. You're going to go to Products, Market Report, put in your market wherever you live. Let's just go in here and I'm going to put... let's go and run a report for you. Let's just go in Chicago. Let's put Chicago. The norm zip code is 60623. Let's pull that market. And I'm just going to show you what this analysis does. Guys, I don't make any money on this or anything. I'm just showing you where to get the data to look up what you're looking for. So let's view the report. Here's the data on Chicagoland. I'm going to take my head out of the equation again. Let's go through here. And it just gives you a whole bunch of data right through here. Again, guys, I'm just trying to provide you the data to help you put all the tools in your hands. Okay, so instead of me sitting here saying, hey, the world's ending, this is taking all, you know, everything else, let me help teach you guys how to do this thing. And then you might find that your market area is really bad to buy, but a great market to rent. Well, then rent, but it'll give you all kind of data through here. Look at this one. You know, median home prices, yes, the house prices in this area dropped considerably right through here. March of 2024 dropped, and then all of a sudden it started peaking once again. This is when, you know, rates kind of peaked up, and now they're starting to come back down. Prices are going up because the activity is going up. So my name is Dan Frio. What do I do for a living? Well, I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. I took the couple days just to get away. But I'm still working behind the scenes. So if you're reaching out to me with an email or a text, I promise you, I will get back with you. I might be delayed, maybe 24, 48 hours, but I'll get back with you. But how do you find out about me? Okay, I'm a loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So yeah, if you're anywhere out there in the country, you're looking to buy that first house, maybe look to refinance, maybe buy an investment property, see if the cash flow is starting to come back around. Check out our website. If you're looking to buy that first house, you got to check out the Grant Finder right up through there. It's going to offer you grants throughout the whole country, which you're finding right through here, as well as grants in the Chicagoland area. But if you want to apply, put in your application, click right there. Or you might say, Dan, I hate doing that. Can I call you guys? Yeah, give us a call. And guys, you're not going to a call center. You're going to go to me, Alan, or David. There's just three of us. How do you find us and how do you call to us? Give us a call, 844-775-5626, or email me directly. Yes, it's me at dan@theRateUpdate.com, and it looks like a Halloween-themed video, but it's not, folks. I apologize. I'm doing the best from the location I'm at. So I'll be back tomorrow, and yes, I'll be reporting over the weekend and give you guys some intake on refinancing. Yes, refinancing. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. Be safe out there, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Bye-bye.